Speaking to reporters in Tbilisi, British Foreign Secretary Miliband accused Moscow of violating international law by sending troops into Georgia after violence erupted in breakaway province South Ossetia. He said Russia was not living up to its word on previous commitments to withdraw its troops from Georgia.
And every day that goes by beyond the deadline of noon yesterday is a day when the world can see that Russia is not living up to its word. And that is something very serious, not just for Georgia. It is very serious for Russian reputation around the world. But the political consequences of this are over the more medium term, and Russia is finding itself isolated even from some of its traditional allies.
Miliband said that Britain was, in his words, in full solidarity with Georgia. Earlier, the NATO military alliance warned Russia that it cannot continue with business as usual while Russian troops remain in Georgia. However, on the streets of Tbilisi, some people have mixed feelings about the NATO statements. Speaking through an interpreter, 48-year-old musician and political activist Tamriko Karyatse told VON News she regrets that the alliance has not given a clear timetable as to when Georgia can join NATO.
I would like and I would appreciate if Georgia would join NATO, but as far as I understood from the press conference and from the coverage, that they didn't tell anything that Georgia will join NATO.
She spoke in front of the Russian embassy, where Georgians have dumped household garbage, ranging from toilet paper and a drum set, to a gas stove. The action is a protest against alleged looting by Russian forces in cities and villages just outside the Georgian capital. Residents have expressed growing frustration at what they view as the Russian soldiers' attempts to strangle the capital and their unwillingness to quickly withdraw from central Georgia. This reporter was forced to travel from central Georgia to Tbilisi via a slippery mountainous road, not even mentioned on maps. No journalists or residents were allowed to enter the devastated town of Gori, which is on the main road towards the Georgian capital. And Russian military helicopters could be seen flying low overhead. While some Russian troops on the ground left their key positions in central Georgia, the others were still controlling a key road in the city of Khasuri, west of Gori. There has been concern that Russian troops are trying to create a buffer zone between South Ossetia and the rest of the country. However, 24-year-old Tbilisi resident Sandro Muciori, who has a Russian mother, hopes the tensions will not lead to anti-Russian feelings.
I love Russian people and lifetime's living style. I like these people, but you know, they are new president Medvedev and his political conscience. I don't like it. It's very angry man.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has said the promised withdrawal of Russian troops will be complete by August 22nd. But he also made clear that some 500 Russian troops would remain in the country to protect the local population of South Ossetia, many of whom have Russian passports. Stefan Boss, for VOA News, Tbilisi, Georgia.